Yesterday afternoon, on Holocaust Remembrance Day, in Hebrew it's Yom HaShoah, Holocaust survivors went to City Hall to speak about their experiences and to ask for help.
He opened up the barn door and he said, "I'm Tajik. I will be here to help you. We'll make a better hiding place. This is not good enough." Went on the barn, three layers high on the attic, and there we stayed for 2 years, and that kid watched that barn.
Toby Levy is a Holocaust survivor who lives in Manhattan Beach, Brooklyn. She was 7 years old when the Nazis first marched down her town's main streets in Poland.
And nine of us made it, and when we came out, we were liberated in 44, the Russians liberated us. No one could walk, we were so skeletons, we had no food, and we found again somebody to bring us back to health. Then we looked who survived.
Councilmember Mark Traeger says the stories of the survivors is nothing short of inspirational for us today.
And as a former teacher, I used to invite survivors into my classroom because they are living, walking, breathing memorials. Their stories have more of an impact than any textbook could have. And to hear that they're hungry, to hear that they're living below the poverty line, they've been robbed of their childhood. They have images of their parents being murdered in cold blood that will be with them for the rest of their lives. Let us do our part to get justice and fairness and do the right thing to make sure they live their golden years of their life the right and moral way.
Council members, survivors, and supporters gathered at City Hall to show support for the Survivors Initiative.
You know, for me, the Survivors Initiative is a defining moment for our city.
Bronx Council Member Richie Torres.
You know, how we treat those 30,000 survivors will speak volumes about our character as a city, about our decency as a society, and I'm hopeful that the council will rise up to the challenge and will lead the city in doing the right thing. Those survivors, each and every one of them, have done right by us through their moral leadership and courage, and the time has come for us to do right by them.
The Survivors Initiative is a drive to support 30,000 Holocaust survivors living at or below the federal poverty line. Their average age is 83 years old. They struggle to get by, and they're having a hard time covering the cost of food, heat, rent, doctor's visits, and medication.
I take this Holocaust Survivors Initiative very personal.
Brooklyn Councilmember Chaim Deutsch says both his parents were Holocaust survivors.
The survivors suffered 70 years ago, tremendously. And now 70 years later, they're suffering in another way, in a different way. So we must support it.
The New York City Council Survivor Initiative would invest $1.5 million in services to help these Holocaust survivors. For more information, go to survivorinitiative.org. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. And there's still time to cast your vote in the participatory budgeting process. It goes on from today through the weekend. That's where residents are invited to vote on how to spend some public money. New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivedito says it's an empowering process.
We have such an energy going in this council with 24 members participating that there's a little bit of competition going on too, which makes it even more fun because we're really getting out there to our communities.
The speaker says community members are taking ownership for the process, in which they're able to identify projects in their districts and then have a vote. Those projects with the highest number of votes will get funded by council members.
There really is an incredible energy. You can follow Twitter, you can see the photos, and real ownership at the community level that volunteers are emerging, getting the word out to their neighbors. And I check in with my office at the district level, and they say that they've really been amazed. And I think that that's why I was so committed to providing support centrally from the council, is to allow for that really to take root and take hold, and we're just seeing the fruits of that.
In his district in Queens, Councilmember Brad Landers says participatory budgeting is a big success.
I really think it's grassroots democracy at its best, and I hope everyone will come out if you're in a district where it's taking place. Cast your ballot, talk to your neighbors about it. To me, democracy doesn't get much better than this.
For more information on participatory budgeting, go to nyccouncil.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.